Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AM Radio.
Major controversy going down after Billboard kicked an artist off one of their music charts. How dare they? Chelsea's all heated right here because she works for Billboard as well, and she's ready to defend her gang.
That's right.
But let me break it down. So Billboard removed artist Lil Nas X. I mean, just that alone, huge country name right there.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. His song is called Old Town Road, country as hell, from the Hot Country Songs music chart for not being, and I quote, folksy enough. Oh, yuck.
What was that?
Exactly.
It's a great impression. A great impression of country music right now.
By the way, by the way, guys, this song, Old Town Road, it had one of its highest debuts ever on the chart. It was charting at number 19.
Wow.
On its debut, Lil Nas X calls this song country trap. He's like, yo, this is country trap.
It's country for his generation.
Yeah, for his generations. Mm-hmm. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He loves country, loves the vibe. Mm. So you get to decide this morning, who's in the wrong? You be the judge, all right? Who's in the wrong? Is Billboard in the wrong for removing Lil Nas X's song from the country charts, or Lil Nas X in the wrong for trolling country music? Here it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Yee-haw!
Ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Woo! Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match.
Yo.
Fierro.
He's gonna be at Stagecoach next year.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
In the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody feel me nothing.
Not even Billboard, Lil Nas.
My life is a movie, bull riding in boots, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Dug deep for the lyrics on this.
By the way, what I appreciate the most about the song is only 90 seconds long.
Wow.
Like the amazing entire song.
It's a Gen Z quick hit.
You heard it there. Who is in the wrong? You be the judge right here, right now. Lil Nas X for trolling country music with his country trap. Or is Billboard in the wrong for kicking him off the country charts? It was already charting, already doing well. I think Billboard is completely in the wrong.
What?
This is a country song.
It's
Chelsea?
A hip-hop song in a cowboy outfit.
Whoa.
That's what's happening.
Oh, hold up. Let's dive into the lyrics real quick. My life is a movie, bull riding and boobies.
Yeah.
Cowboy hat.
Who doesn't see that?
From Gucci. Oh. Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing, Chelsea Briggs.
Yeah, but it's more, it's not about the lyrics, you guys.
What?
There's elements that go into the writing of a country song that has to do with the twang and the melody, and there's so many things that it doesn't have. Like, it clearly does not sound country besides the lyrics.
It says horses.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here's the thing, though. It's like,
yeah, Brian,
for me, I feel like Billboard's kind of being haters right now because
yes.
If you were to take like Florida Georgia Line and they did the exact lyrics over the exact song, but their voices sound different, I don't think Billboard kicks them off. I think Billboard keeps them, and I don't think they come up with these like kind of a stretch of an argument of like, it's not folksy, it's not this, it's not that, because I just think that it's like, because it's called country trap, it's kind of like
a new genre.
They're trying to find a technicality to boot him from it.
Yeah, what? But
boot
him. But it's also, Florida Georgia Line is a country band. So no matter what them, the way that they would cover the song and change up the melody of it would be country.
But
like,
I'm saying,
they couldn't do
it. Do you think if they did it exactly the same, that Billboard would boot him? Because I just don't think they would.
I think it does. It would add a twang to it that it's missing.
Let me give you an example, though. New genres are being created all the time. Should we stomp new genres? No.
This is not a new genre.
Country trap is a thing. Why don't you let it be a thing? It's
not
called country trap. That's what Lil Nas X says. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text us right now. Who do you think is in the wrong? Is it Lil Nas X for allegedly trolling country music or Billboard for kicking them off the country charts? I know country probably labels are upset that the dude's taking somebody else's slot that's been in country for longer. And that's probably the truth behind it. But is it fair? If this song's better than theirs.
Bunch of old ass haters.
No way.
Let it be.
Haters.
Let haters, it be. Man. Haters.
877-971 hits. You decide. Check it out.
I got the horses in the back. Hey. Horse stock is attached. Head is mad at black.
It's growing on me, man.
Fierro Pariente.
Riding on headlining Stagecoach next year. Lil Nas X.
With Lil Hank. Lil Hank and Lil Nas X.
Can't nobody feel me nothing.
What are our techs saying, Brian?
We got one from Tina. It says, that song has no business representing country music. Wow. Has no country soul or feel to it. We've got one from George in the 626. It's a new genre. Put in its own Billboard category. Mm. But it's not country. Mm. And then from the 714, Billboard is hating.
Tell me nothing.
Chelsea-nator. Chelsea.
What's up?
What are our techs saying on you?
Was that your country accent?
Yeah.
From the 213 and also the 949, they pretty much said the same thing. They said, I agree with Chelsea. Mm. This is no darn country song.
No darn country.
Jen, good morning to you. Who's in the wrong, Lil Nas X for allegedly trolling country music or Billboard for kicking him off?
Billboard, 1,000%.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you. So country.
Music is about creativity and expression.
Preach.
And 1,000% Billboard, just because it's not what they like, they're completely wrong.
No, this is not, that is not true at all, because it's on still two charts. It still was on the hip hop chart and the Billboard Hot 100. They're just saying that it shouldn't be included in, like, it's still, it's being judged for how many the sales and streams, and it's still on two charts. They're just saying it can't compete in the country chart.
But they identify as country, right? Yeah. So who do you tell that?
But the, only reason why they're identifying country is so they can make history, because there are three charts at one time.
Country trap.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, nowadays people can identify as whatever they want.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Are you against that, Chelsea?
Progressive.
The charts. There's rules, man.
Oh, there's rules.
You know what rules were made for?
Being broken. It's 2019.
With country trap. We love you. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Christine from Long Beach. Who's in the wrong? Billboard for kicking him off the country chart or Lil Nas X for trolling country?
Lil Nas for trolling country. Mm. Come on. That is not a country song. And Billboard has the right to do what they want.
I mean, it is their chart, right?
Listen, it is a country song. Homeboy mentioned bull riding and Wrangler.
It's so auto-tuned. It is, no, it's not.
Chelsea,
country.
You know Billboard. You work for Billboard. Tell me there aren't other country songs that are auto-tuned.
I mean, even if they are, I have to agree with her. That is not a country song. I got a side with my people.
I mean, if we flipped
my Billboard people.
If we flipped it around, like, I don't think, like, Dierks Bentley is able to get, like, a rap track on, like, the urban top four. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right. I just feel like it's a publicity stunt. Like, he knows. He's just trying to, like, be difficult and say that it is. Like,
he's honoring country music by riding horses and wearing Wranglers. Wouldn't you want to embrace him?
No.
She's like, no.
That's messed up, Christine. All right, well, appreciate you for calling in. I love you and have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
All right, it's an absolute battle. Lines are blowing up. Texts are blowing up. It's split down the middle, guys, to be honest. So I guess it's up to you. You can call it whatever you want, but you know what it is? It's good. It's great.
The more I listen to it, the more country it gets, man. I'm going to chew on some grass and, like,
Chelsea,
kick my boots up, man.
It's like not allowing J Balvin and Bad Bunny in Latin charts with Latin trap.
Don't go there right now.
That's not true
because they're Latin artists. That's not true at all.
Oh, so this is a black artist. Why does race matter?
No, but I'm saying, of course.
I'm just saying it's Latin
to do with
music.
Race, but it has to do with the genre of music.
But they created Latin trap. It didn't exist before. And now it's being accepted within the Latin music genre. Why can't dude be accepted within country if it's country trap?
Well, if he made a country song, he would be.
I accepted him into my country heart, and I grew up in the country, fools. I grew up on a horse farm, and I'll tell you right now, that is some country music. Case closed.
That was fun. Hopefully you enjoyed it, too. We had a great time.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.